This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a report out today from the Johns Hopkins University School of Education about high school graduation rates. They are up an all-time high of 84% for the 2015-16 school year, which is great, except for this. Increasing numbers of those high school graduates are showing up at college needing to take remedial courses. So given that, from WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris examines what a high school diploma is really worth.
Short answer? Not as much as it used to be. That's because it's easier than ever before to meet the requirements for one, according to Bruce Fuller, a professor of education and public policy at UC Berkeley. He says in the past, a high school diploma was essentially proof of a certain skill set. But now we have what he calls diploma inflation.
As the meaning of the degree thins out, that signal becomes very blurry and very hazy for employers.
There's pressure on school districts to raise graduation rates. An easy way to mark success is through standardized tests. But an emphasis on testing coupled with shrinking budgets has resulted in thinned out curriculum. Barbara Radner with DePaul University works with teachers in Chicago public schools.
Our kids enter ninth grade below ninth grade. So the teachers in high school wind up in ninth grade teaching perhaps seventh grade. And that just keeps going. So when they're seniors, they are perhaps sophomores.
So it's true. There are more graduates, including more Black and Hispanic students. And in some cases, credit recovery options help. In the old days, if you failed a class, you went to summer school. Now students can take online classes and get back on track. Mike Hansen is with the Brookings Institution.
There is just much more of an opportunity for just not doing the work or not doing the work in a very rigorous way.
But even with lowered standards, a diploma means lifetime earning potential is still greater than for those who leave school without one. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.